Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. All right, I'm here with Pella Christian High School Principal Daryl DeRider, and we haven't talked to you in a while, so let's get updated on some Eagle news. I hear you guys are debt-free.
Yes, we're very excited about that, to be debt-free. As many people in the area know, we constructed a brand-new campus here about 5 years ago. We've been in the building now for 5 years. And it was ended up being about a $25 million capital campaign. And we praise God that at the end of 2012, which was our goal, December 31 of 2012, we are debt-free as a school. So we give him the glory for that. It's just a wonderful testament of his faithfulness, but also of the support of our constituents and the community as well.
So for the average listener out there saying, what's debt-free mean? What does that mean?
Well, obviously, you know, the debt-free of the campus was, you know, that's a lot of money to try to raise. And we had great support from individuals, from businesses, so just to have that paid off and not to have owe any money to a bank or to any individuals, because we did have some private loans as well throughout the process, and those have been paid off. And literally, our Pella Christian High School owes no debt, no debt on land, no debt on buildings, and we are completely debt-free. So it means really what it says it is, and that's we have no debt at Pella Christian right now at present.
Talk about having air conditioning to where you can have full days of school here at the beginning and how that might help at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's a real blessing, too, to be in a building that's climate-controlled year-round. And we, again, as in new construction, very popular today, we installed a geothermal heating and cooling system. So we have that here in the building. Now, geothermal doesn't work real well on big spaces, so in our big spaces, which include our gymnasium and our Vermeer Auditorium, that's just conventional HVAC systems with the rooftop units, so those are air-conditioned, and it's more of a conventional, traditional way, but throughout the building, we have a geothermal system, so we're able to just maintain a constant, nice, cool temperature for our students and our staff, and it is good because we can focus on academics here at the beginning of the year and not worry about the heat, the uncomfortableness of that, or having to let out earlier or any of those. And, of course, toward the end of the year, yeah, we hope we can accomplish what we need to academically, educationally throughout the year without the disruption of early dismissals and things like that.
All right, so we've talked to some of the other schools about their enrollment. How is Pella Christian looking?
Yeah, Pella Christian High School is up 10 students this year, and in private education, that's up is always better than down. Last year, we went down quite a bit because we had a large senior class that had graduated the year before and a small freshman class coming in, but this year, we had equal classes going out, coming in, and we're able to pick up some new students as well. So up about 10 students. Enrollment now stands at 261 students at Pella Christian High School. So we're really happy and excited about that.
Well, you mentioned picking up some students. Sounds like you might have some new interesting news for 7th and 8th graders. Talk about that.
Yeah, as many people in the area know, but maybe perhaps some haven't heard, there's been discussion, started last spring and continues today, discussion about the potential and possibility of adding a 7th and 8th middle school wing to our campus. And the reason for that, Pella Christian grade schools enrollment, as we just talked about, enrollment is really just exploding. They're really growing. They're running out of room. That's a nice problem. It's not a problem at all, but it's a nice situation that they're going to run out of room. And as we're looking into that, it's possible that the best place for that campus or that new middle school wing would be constructed right here on our campus. So we've got our board has appointed an ad hoc committee to research this, to look into this, and to make a recommendation back to our school board at the October school board meeting. So no decisions have been made yet. We want our constituents to know that, but we are still continuing to look at it and discuss it.
Any other messages, Principal DeRider, you'd like to share with the Pella community or the Pella Christian Eagle faithful out there?
Well, yeah, we're excited to beginning our 74th year of operation at Pella Christian High School. So, you know, already looking to next year in a big 75th anniversary, and I'm sure there'll be some celebration there as well. We're having on September 14, we're having a debt-free celebration, an opportunity just for anybody to come and celebrate with us as we, again, give God the glory for being debt-free. So the public is invited for that. And, we just appreciate the continued support of our constituents, but also the community, outlying communities that support Pella Christian High School and our mission to educate and nurture each student to serve in God's world.
All right, we really appreciate your time, Principal DeRuyter, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks again to Daryl DeRuyter, principal at Pella Christian High School. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.